of Veterans Day. 14 KVOE, live and local. Our website has a new look. Log on to KVOE.com and check it out.
Ooh, they have the internet on computers now.
KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 8:15. We've got cloud cover. We've got some rain in the area. Sticky conditions in 77, a high today of 98, and possibly stormy later on. The fireworks sales and discharge window for the city of Emporia begins very soon. Yes, it is fireworks season just about, and Emporia Fire Marshal Reason Bradford is here to talk about that and also some fireworks basic safety tips here as our morning show continues.
I think it's a Sunday. Reason, good morning.
Hey, Reason.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How's things going today?
Well, hey, good. Rain.
Yeah, no kidding. I need that. Bring it on, huh?
Yeah. This is going to work out okay.
Well, do we start up the sales discharge window on Sunday?
On Sunday, yep. 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
All right. Is anything going to be different here with the fireworks sales and discharge window this year versus past years, given the fact that we are starting on a Sunday, or is it basically all systems go as it's been the last few years?
It's going to be the exact same as it's been in the past. It's going to run through the 4th. The discharge times will be different on the 4th than the other days, but every day the discharge times other than the 4th, it's going to be the same thing as it's been.
All right, so the window, the 27th through July 5th, I think, is what we have here. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's 10 a.m. until 10 p.m., except now, I think on the ordinance I'm looking at, was the 3rd and 4th, it can go until 11, Reason, is that right?
Yeah, I believe so, 3rd
okay.
and 4th, yeah.
3rd and 4th, you get an extra hour out there, but the discharge and sale window opens up this Sunday, and we're looking at what class of fireworks only here, if people are going to be in the city.
Class C fireworks. We'll be going around and doing tent inspections on Sunday and making sure that everything looks good there and the stuff they're selling's everything they're supposed to be selling.
Okay, you mentioned Class C fireworks. For folks that don't know the different fireworks classes, what's in Class C that's allowed and what are in the other classes that aren't?
The mainly Class C, they call it a commercial fireworks. And so basically that's just kind of what consumers can buy without being licensed or anything like that. The other fireworks, you have to be licensed, and they're more for doing shows and stuff like that.
And the illegal fireworks, there are some familiar illegal fireworks that people seem to bring to the forefront. Are you looking at bottle rockets, things like that?
Yeah, we don't really have much trouble with bottle rockets anymore, but one thing that we do watch out for is the metal sparklers and the lanterns, the coming lanterns and stuff like that.
Reason, for fireworks vendors here this year, are there any changes in what they need to have on hand or the distances they need to be from different public or private entities, whether it's hospitals, senior centers, and things like that?
No, nothing's changed on anything like that. I mean, really, it's pretty much kind of status quo this year. One thing we, and I'm sure you guys will be talking about that too, is the fireworks show will be going on. The money that the city takes in from the vendors for setting up stands within the city limits and the county goes toward putting on the public fireworks show. So,
yeah, there are, I guess the fees are fairly large to set up a fireworks stand in the city. Have you heard about the numbers as far as the number of stands that you're going to be looking at and having to inspect, Reason?
I think there's four or five in the city limits. There's some in what they refer to as the metro area around Emporia. And then I believe there's three or four out in the county.
Okay. Reason when it comes to traditional fireworks safety, we talk about this each and every year, and unfortunately it's because in some cases we have people that don't pay attention, and at least across the area, if not here locally, we see some fire activity or people getting hurt. What are the basic things that people need to do before they get the fireworks and as they're shooting off fireworks here legally?
Well, you always want to make sure that, especially with children, that children are attended, especially younger kids, when they're discharging fireworks, and they always have an adult with them. And one thing we see quite a few times is that after people discharge fireworks, don't just throw them in your trash can. Make sure that they're out, either by putting them in a bucket of water or something like that, or let them set the metal can overnight before you throw them in the trash can.
Now, we've been talking about the sales and discharge of fireworks within the city limits of Emporia. Now, there are restrictions, Reason, I assume,
yes,
to where in the city you can actually discharge your fireworks. What are we looking at there?
Well, you can't discharge them in the street. You can't discharge them in a park or anything like that on any kind of, it has to be your property, whether you own it or rent it, but it needs to be on your property. They don't allow discharge within 250 feet of any hospitals or nursing facilities. So, and we'll always try to remind people to be mindful of their neighbors and stuff like that, and pets and veterans and stuff like that that may not care for the fireworks as much.
Well, and I would encourage folks that are going to be setting off fireworks in town, and there will be, and I'm sure there will be some on the streets, but if that does indeed happen for some amazing reason, I would encourage folks to clean up after they are done, because we normally end up with quite a bit of fireworks trash strewn about within the city. So if you,
yes,
are going to be shooting those out, we would certainly encourage you to clean up after yourself when you're finished up. So, and I know that the police department gets a number of calls as far as fireworks, and I know they're pretty good about working with people to just kind of warn them,
right?
You know, things aren't if they aren't following some kind of guidelines or rules to make that happen without issuing any fines. So that's never been a large problem.
Yeah, I would agree.
At least fines.
I think everybody wants everybody to have a good time, but just be mindful of your neighbors, and like you said, make sure you pick up after yourself. I mean, that's just part of being an adult.
Well put.
That's what that is, yeah.
Well put.
Yeah.
Reason, are we missing anything else before we close things down and let you get back to work?
No. Hey, I think you guys did great, and everybody have a safe 4th of July.
Reason, thanks. We appreciate your time.
Thanks,
as always.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Good day. That's Reason Bradford, Emporia Fire Marshal, joining us during our 810 newscast this morning, Chuck.
All right. We're still busy here this morning. Don't forget, we've got the ESU Buzz with President Allison Garrett shortly. And right after.